This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is NCAA swimmer, author, social advocate, a real superstar in her own right. Her name is Riley Gaines. You may recognize it. Join me, everybody, in welcoming Riley Gaines to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Folks, before I go to Riley, a little primer. She's a leader defending women's single-sex spaces, advocating for equality and fairness, and standing up for women's safety, privacy, and equal opportunities. She was a 12-time All-American swimmer, and she made waves, everybody, for speaking out after tying UPenn's Leah Thomas, a biological male swimmer, on the women's team at the 2022 NCAA Division I Women's Swimming and Diving Championship. She experienced, and I'll go right to you, Riley, you experienced firsthand what it's like competing against a man in a woman's sport. What was that like?
Well, first of all, it's great to be on with you, Judge.
Great thing.
And let me tell you, I laugh like that because it's still surreal to me. Like, mm-hmm. maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we would all be laughing because it's objectively funny. It's like a South Park episode or like an SNL skit or some sort of Babylon Bee headline. But mm-hmm. now I find myself not laughing as much because there are real consequences. And yeah, you said it. I've seen them. I felt them. But not just me. It's not limited to just me. This continues to happen around the country.
I want to talk about you, Riley. I want to just take my listeners back for just a moment. What was it like getting to be, and working toward being the 12-time All-American swimmer? I mean, what did you give of your life in your youth and to get to where you got?
Man, Judge, it's hard to put into words. Actually, it's impossible to put into words the amount of time and the hours and the dedication and the sacrifices you have to make to compete at and ultimately be successful at the highest level. You know, I started swimming when I was 4, graduated when I was 22. So this means I dedicated 18 years of my short 23-year-old life to my sport. In college, we were practicing 6 hours every single day, with 3 of those hours being before 8 a.m. So you practice from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. You go to class, you come back, you practice again from 1:30 to 4:30. You ate your dinner, did your homework, iced your shoulders, went to bed, did it all again the next day. That's what my life looked like consistently against my entire life. So to be robbed in the way that we were, and I say robbed because truly that's what it felt like. It felt like the rug was just stripped out from under us. It was disheartening. It was disappointing. And really, it felt like betrayal because those same people who were supposed to be protecting us were ultimately the ones who had failed us.
Well, Riley, when you talk about that, I don't know that people recognize the pain, the blood, the sweat, and the tears that it takes to get to be a star. And all that you gave up in terms of your social life to swim, for your passion so that you could, I say to my kids, from the time they were little, whatever your dance is, just get on stage and do it, and my kids do it. And, they're adults now, but you did it. And all of a sudden you're swimming and competing against a man. Did you have warning? Did you agree to it? What was it like?
No, this is not something we ever agreed to. And I'll speak specifically, of course, about the unfair competition. Everyone can see the harm, I guess, and the severity and really how unfair that is. But I'll speak to the locker room aspect for a second, because I think it's important to show the contrast of again, where we are now versus, let's say, 5-10 years ago. We did not consent to seeing a fully intact naked man, nor did we consent to being exploited ourselves. We used to call that sexual harassment. We used to call a man going into a woman's locker room voyeurism, indecent exposure. A DA would follow him in there and arrest him on the spot. But
that's
now
me.
Not only was it, yeah, exactly. But now not only was it just allowed, it was celebrated. We were told that we were the problem if we weren't okay seeing male genitalia. Think about that. They told us, we were sent to counseling. We were sent to get resources to educate ourselves if we weren't okay seeing a naked man. That's where we're at as a country now. So of course the unfair competition was wrong, but the other factors that really contributed to me taking that stand that I initially took, and of course have continued to take the past 2 years, are the locker room aspect. And even on top of that, the silencing that we face from our universities and our administrators.
All right. Riley, I could talk to you for an hour. The idea that, what do you think goes into a man's head when he makes a decision? I think I want to be a woman. Now, let's talk about Leah Thomas. I know you can't psychoanalyze him. I will. Okay. I have no background, but I will. This guy is what, number 246, or what number was he swimming with the men? He was a star.
That 246 is doing him justice, Judge. He was really? So much worse than that. He was ranked in the 500s nationally. In the 100 freestyle, he wasn't even top 3,000 competing against the men, to where ultimately, of course, he finished top eight in the entire country competing with the women.
Right. Okay, so you're a loser in men's swimming. And you decide that you're gonna transgender, okay? But when you say you looked at his male genitalia, I mean, not that you wanted to, but you were in a locker room with him. Well, he didn't trans, did he? Talk to me.
This was a man who had grown out his hair. That's what this was. Wow. To speak more, and I'm very cautious about, you know. I'll just say what someone does behind closed doors.
That's their
By
business.
All means.
Nobody cares.
Exactly. No, I don't support it. As a Christian, I can't support it. But, you know, we all have free will. That's the beautiful thing about this country.
Okay.
But what I will say about Leah Thomas is that he was allegedly, this is coming from his teammates, even some of his teammates who had dated him in the past, he was allegedly still active, sexually active with women at the time where he was undressing in our locker room. So again, it was like this big episode of like prank. I just kept thinking the cameras are going to come out and say, ha ha, got you guys. Because again, what
but
this
didn't
was.
It didn't happen. Riley,
no,
it didn't happen.
And it still hasn't happened. To be called a champion, it is getting sponsorships, endorsements, scholarships, notoriety, all those things that, again, it's the same story every single time, right? Mm-hmm. It's these mediocre men who suck, quite frankly, competing against the men to becoming record smashers in the women's category. We've seen it in swimming. We've seen it in track and field. We've seen it in basketball, volleyball. The list goes on every single sport. But you know what we haven't seen, which clearly showcases the advantages that males possess over females, is we haven't seen this go the other way. We yeah. haven't seen females go into the men's category of sport and dominate. And even much broader than that, this gender ideology movement as a whole, if you think about it. We haven't seen women going into men's prisons. We haven't seen women joining fraternities. Of course not. We have only, even if you're looking at the hijacking of our language, it's now the word woman or mother or female is deemed offensive.
Yes.
And we are now called egg producers in state law, Judge.
Yep.
But have you noticed we're not calling men sperm producers?
Yeah.
Of course not. It's
so
because
right.
men wouldn't put up with this for 1 second. But as women, we're almost, I mean, we're smiling and applauding at our own demise. I will never understand it.
Well, the amazing part of this, Riley, is that, you know, swimming is one thing. But when you get into sports like hockey, a hockey puck is directed at a woman's face and then her jaw is destroyed. She'll never play hockey again. Riley Gaines, it has been very informative having you on the show. You know what? Keep up the good fight. At some point, things will change. Title IX will really protect and defend women's rights. There's got to be single-sex spaces and equal opportunities. If the trans want to compete, let them compete with each other. Anyway, Riley Gaines, God bless you. Thanks for joining us. Take care.
Thank you so much, Judge.
All right. Thanks. And never forget, everybody, we made that commitment on 9/11. Honor it, please, by donating $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
This is the Judge Jeanine Show.